"Put that damn thing away," Georgia said. Jojo regarded the revolver in his hand as though it was the gun and not the girl who had said it. "The way you're getting on with that gin, you're liable to blow your own picker off."
"Doesn't do me that much good anyhow," he said.
He had already removed every round from every chamber, examined them, and pushed them back in one by one. Now he was repeating the routine like some sort of sacred ritual.
"You've been playing with that thing for 20 minutes. It ain't a daisy, you know."
"I know."
He loaded the last round, spun the chamber, and closed it with a click. This he followed with a healthy gulp of gin from the jelly jar on the table, which he punctuated with a satisfied gasp.
"I'm waiting for you to get tight enough to start shooting up the place," she said. "You don't want me to get the sheriff on you, do you?"
"Certainly not."
"Then how about letting me in on whatever's rattling around that ginned up brain of yours?"
"Chekhov," Jojo said.
"Chekhov?"
"That's right."
"Some Ruski?"
"A pretty important one, I guess."
"He running the Eastern Front or something?"
"No, he's dead. Been dead for 40 years.
Georgia frowned.
"Eventually, this story's going to get interesting. I just know it."
"He wrote plays," Jojo explained.
"Well, that's nice."
"And he had this idea, see? He said if you're going to go and whip out a gun in the first act, then the damn thing had better go off in the third."
"Fascinating."
She sashayed over to the table. She took a slug from the jelly jar and passed it to him.
"So, what's it to you?"
"I think it's time for the third act," Jojo said.